Lesson 5. Christ in the Heavenly Sanctuary. Friday. Summary. We've learned in this week about Christ's service in the Heavenly Sanctuary. And in the sanctuary on earth, we see the copy service. Now, what happened on the Day of Atonement? In ancient days, the sins of the people were by faith placed on a sin offering. And through the sprinkling of the blood, the sin was transferred to the sanctuary. And it needed to be cleansed, which happened once a year on the Day of Atonement. Now, what in the heavenly sanctuary? When someone comes to Christ telling him, "Oh, I've done wrong, I ask for forgiveness," then your sin is transferred to Christ where he is. So your sin is transferred to the heavenly sanctuary, as it was in ancient times, to the ancient sanctuary on earth. This on earth had to be cleansed, and those in heaven has to be cleansed. But this is still in future, or better to say, it's just in this phase of being cleansed. We have an interesting text in the book The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White, where we can read the following on page 422. So, what about the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary? Before this can be accomplished, there must be an examination of the books of record to determine who are entitled to the benefits of his atonement. It's investigated. If your name is there in reality, or if it has to be blotted out. Either your sins are blotted out or your name. The cleansing of the sanctuary therefore involves a work of investigation, a work of judgment. And this work must be performed prior to the coming of Christ to redeem his people. For when he comes, his reward is with him to give to every man according to his works. In nuclear power stations on Earth, we have a problem. Because after some time, this energy is gone. And we produce nuclear waste. And these radioactive beams, they are very dangerous, as we know nowadays. So what to do? We transfer them from the nuclear power station, because they are not of any use anymore, transferred to a certain place, but it's only in between. The lead is transferred to the final place. And this transferring of this nuclear waste, that's like sin. Radioactive beams destroying everything. Sin is destroying everything. So, it's there. That's only the place in between the heavenly sanctuary. It's not forever. In the end, all the sins which we have produced, which we have brought to Christ, and then our sins are blotted out, and the sins are transferred to the devil. and he is to blame for it. And he is not interested to be loaded with your sin. Therefore, he wants to separate you from your Savior, because then you have to carry your load of sin for yourself. And that's his aim. So hold tight to Jesus, the Lamb of God, our intercessor, our high priest, who now, at the Day of Atonement, at this face in the heavenly sanctuary, now these books are opened, and one by one, one person after the other, is examined, investigated. They start with the dead ones, and they end with the living ones. And when everything is finished, then he will return, and his reward with him. And we want to be there when the angels come. We want to be taken with them, won't we? So go to Jesus, repent, tell him what you have done in wrong ways, and ask him for forgiveness. That's his service. He's our high priest, our intercessor. He's the blood. He is the lamb that offers his blood for you.